North One.
Boogie in the morning.
David and Victoria Beckham are not invited to a party.
How can this be? They are celebrity royalty.
Well, you'd think so, right? Anybody's going to have a party. You want the Beckhams there to make it.
Of course.
You know, and not unless you're Brooklyn Beckham. Brooklyn has banned his mum and dad from his 16th birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
The reason? Dad is too embarrassing. Oh, you little so-and-so. You know, he's had, like, the best life ever as a kid, right, Brooklyn Beckham?
Yes.
He's had, not only, like, money's no object for anything, but I think David's been a right good role model for him.
I think he's been a great dad,
and now he's thrown it back in his face. Apparently, the reason that David is an embarrassing dad is because when he drops off Brooklyn at school, and Brooklyn gets out the car and shuffles towards the gates, David will put the window down and shout, "Brooklyn, I love you!"
Which is a lovely gesture.
Yeah,
I know. To wind up his 16-year-old son.
But as a 16-year-old son.
16.
16, yeah.
My dad used to come to the school disco. You know, there was a pick-up time.
Yeah.
And all the dads or mums and dads would stand outside in the hallway while the disco finished. And my dad used to come in and start doing, like, his dad dancing in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
With my friends watching. It was so embarrassing.
But your dad knows what you're like. It's the only way to get you out of there, wasn't it?
Well, exactly. I was always the last out. So he used to come in and just force my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
My dad used to do all this sort of stuff when my mates would come round to, you know, because back in the old days before mobile phones and stuff, you had to go round to your pal's house and ask if they were coming out at night. And my dad would often say, well, he can if you do. Like, my pal would come to the door. Say my pal Bruce would come to the door and say, "Oh, is Andrew in?" He said, "Well, yes, but can you shut that garage door first before I let you speak to him?" or can you just go
get
and switch
him to do manual labour?
Switch that hose on for me, could you?
Oh, that's hilarious.
All that stuff. Yeah, he would make my pals do a little bit of manual labour before he would tell them whether I was in or not. So we're talking embarrassing dads this morning. Scott in Dunfermline, morning.
Embarrassing story. My two girls, aged 7 and 5, were just carrying on down the high street in Dunfermline. So I decided to tuck from the bottom of my trousers into my socks, tuck all my clothes into my trousers, pull my trousers right up high as I could. Started doing the Ministry of Silly Walks, shouting that I'm embarrassing my daughters in the middle of the high street, and said hello to people in the high street and started shaking hands.
Wow.
Just so they would behave, and it had the desired effect.
Oh, well,
I bet you
listen,
did.
Scott, if there's method in the madness, it's worth doing, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good one. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye then.
Bye-bye. Fourth one, hi.
Hiya, it's about embarrassing dads.
Yes.
Right. Years ago, my dad, he got a new music system with a tape deck and that.
Yeah.
He put a tape in, he says, "This tape deck's not working," so he phoned me to come out and have a wee look at it. So I go out, he said, "I've also phoned the engineer." It turns out he was trying to play a blank tape.
You only get that if you're over a certain age.
Well, needless to say, he's 80 now.
Oh, bless. Good call, thanks a lot.
No bother, bye.
Robert in Edinburgh, morning.
We were about 15 at the time, my older brother, who's 18 months older than me, we went to a gig, high school gig, we came back and my brother brought some of his mates back with him. And some of the mates were in the band. So they came back, it was maybe, you know, midnight, whatever, and they got back to the house and they were in the room. And they were just jamming away in the room. And my mum and dad said, "Yeah, it's fine as long as you're quiet." Turns out they weren't quiet. About 2 o'clock in the morning, my dad went down in just his pants, only his pants, and screamed at them all to get out. And my dad in his pants is a pretty sight for sore eyes.
So your brother thinks he's super cool because he's like 17, he's in a rock band.
Yeah, and bringing all his mates back. Yeah,
they're all back at the house, they're all being cool until dad goes down in just his pants.
Just his pants. Yeah.
It could have been worse. It could have been mum just in her pants.
Yeah, it could have been. That's true.
Have a great day. Thanks for phoning.
Bye, Karen. Bye.
See ya. Fourth one, good morning.
Good morning. I was in Asda with my son and I was buying pyjamas for the wife. So we get to the counter and the pink fluffy ones. I said to the assistant, I says, "If they don't fit him, can you bring them back?" And she just looked at me. She just looked at me straight in the eye and says, "Yes, it's still as long as he's got a receipt."
Oh, no.
How old's your son?
He was about 14 at the time.
Oh, come on, that's just cruel. That's very funny, though. Has he been able to speak to you since?
Oh, yeah, he's got over it now. He's 25 now, so.
Love it. Thanks for phoning, mate. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.